We do Avat Chesed in the beginning of our classes. Avat Chesed is a work written by the Chafetz Chaim, Rabbi Yisrael Meir HaKoin from Radin. It is a work about the laws of the mitzvot of kindness between man and his fellow man. It's called Avat Chesed, the love of kindness. And we left off at the end of last semester, where the Chafetz Chaim began the 11th chapter. We're in the second section of the book. And after he discussed the different laws, now he's discussing thoughts on how a person should strengthen himself practically in these mitzvot. And in this 11th chapter, he focused on laziness as being the great deterrent from a person's ending up doing kindness with his fellow man. And he quoted a pasuk from Mishlei, from Proverbs, in which Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, describes how he walked by a field of a lazy person, and he saw that the field was filled with weeds, and even the gate was broken, and nothing good was growing in that field. And the Chafetz Chaim had expanded on the allegory in the book of Proverbs, and he said, technically a field is made to plow, and you want things to grow there, and you put up a fence so that the animals don't trample whatever you're growing. When a person's lazy, so he's not going to plow, he's going to have weeds. And weeds are things that grow without your planting them. And ultimately, if you don't provide the proper upkeep, so then the fence will break. And then even if you want to come and uproot the thorns and the weeds that are growing there, you won't be able to, because whatever you plant will be trampled by the animals that have made it their home. You have to fix the fence. And he said, this is a proverb, this is a mashal, that describes the way a person can do Torah. A person has to try and learn each day in accordance with the strengths he has. And the same thing with tshuva and good deeds. And then the nefesh, our soul, can produce just like the field can produce. And then a person grows and grows and he continues growing. And if a person has a natural fence, he has good traits, so then he can grow on his own. And otherwise, he has to focus on making that fence. He calls the fence the good traits that a person has, so that he can flourish, so that his soul can grow. And the Chafetz Chaim continues, he says, V'chen al yedei tshuva u'ma'asim tovim shi'aseh tamid, and so too through continuously, consistently doing tshuva and good deeds, yagdira liyot betiv'a meshucha rak lidvarim tovim. A person, so to speak, fences in his soul so that it is attracted, it is drawn to good things. It's interesting that we have within our nature a capacity to be drawn to both, to the good and to the bad. Both exist within each person. What we call Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Ra. We're attracted to both. And you ask the person, is it good for you, is it bad for you? A person, very often, deep down inside, he knows what's good for him, what's bad for him. But we're attracted, we're like moths. It's like sometimes we get thrills from doing things that we know are bad for us. When a person trains himself that his focus is on being positive, productive, being kind, so then he's training himself to be attracted and to get his thrills, so to speak, from doing that which is positive. But if a person is going to be lazy, he's not going to develop, to hone his positive skills. Then he becomes like a field that's never been plowed. Not only does that field not produce anything positive, the thorns overtake the field. It's not just that it stays fallow. No, other things start growing. Ken nefesh ha'adam bilti ha'torah. That is the soul of a human being without Torah. Milvad shelo yitosef alav kedusha. Not only doesn't it become more holy, but rather od yitosef alav kotzim. Thorns grow in she'oktzin et koach kedushato. That, so to speak, they splinter the strength of holiness, the capacity for holiness. V'chochmato shenikva bo mitchila. A person doesn't remain tabula rasa his whole life. We're born, and then we have a direction we're going to take. And if we're not working up, we're going down. And a person shouldn't think, whenever I want, I'll start learning Torah and it'll go easy. No. When a person has had periods of time where his field, so to speak, his heart, has been barren, Okay. They have comments from above. Okay. We're okay. You think? Yeah. So then he has to overtake that. Now notice that we're talking about good deeds. A person... a person has levels of kindness which he can attain without Torah. Remember, we once discussed the message from different stories in Chazal. Chazal gave us the story about Rabbi Baroka, who was walking in the marketplace, and Elio appeared to him, and Rabbi Baroka asked him, "Who's going to get to the world to come?" And Elio said, "No one here." He's looking at the masses in the marketplace. And then Elio suddenly says, "That man." Rabbi Baroka looks at him and he's not dressed like a Jew. Rabbi Baroka runs after him. The guy says, "I don't have time to talk to you. He's busy." And we learned this story. At the end of the story, Elio tells him, those two guys, they're going to make it to the world to come. And... And Elio tells him, those two fellows, he runs after those two fellows. Thank you.